Getting Past Being Joe Blow Neo Pro by Tobias S. Bakel, as read by Alex Wilson. Number 1. An Introduction. Hi, I'm a Joe Blow Neo Pro, and I'm going to cover the benefits, the experience, and the dangers of being a Joe Blow Neo Pro in this column. I'm also going to discuss some strategies to move out of this stage of our careers, which is why I optimistically called it Getting Past Being Joe Blow Neo Pro. Some of you know me as Tobias. If you've heard of me before, I'll just have to hope it's the good things you've heard and not the usual horrible secrets from an author's requisite dark past that will soon be driving me to drink, or the ones that will be leaking out onto the page during long, troubled nights of mad typing, the ones that come with lightning strikes of inspiration. I'm kidding, but as we should all know by now, that it doesn't take hard liquor, late nights, or strikes of inspiration to be a great writer, as thoroughly romantic as that sounds. In fact, this column is being written at an unswept fast food restaurant in small town Ohio. The weather is dreary, but that is just the Midwest during fall. I'm snatching time where I can find it. Just like many of you reading along, I am not a full-time writer. I have a day job. And I hope one day, in the fuzzy, far-off future, to be able to quit it to become a writer. Joe Blow, Neo Pro, a sketch. So who is this Joe Blow Neo Pro fellow I'm talking about? He, or certainly she, is many things. He's a bit tall, although he can be short. Sometimes he's a tad overweight, and other times skinny, blonde, brunette, red-haired. All these have been descriptions applied to him. He's sort of an everyman in our field, and the term neo-pro is a common enough expression to denote someone who is just breaking into the professional ranks of the SF field. Thus we get Joe Blow, neo-pro. Typically, our Joe has sold at least one story to a professional magazine or a number of stories to semi-pro zines. By professional, we are talking SFWA standards because usually Joe is seeking to gain that ultimate badge of neo-pro recognition if he already doesn't have it, SFWA membership. With those credentials, Joe can do all sorts of neat things, like get on panels on local conventions and talk about anything he wants to, loudly. That darn moderator is just holding him back. He's got opinions to share. They sometimes extend to Worldcon business meetings, online news groups, his brand new webpage, all vanilla HTML and rotating under-construction GIFs included, and in the halls, if you happen to run into him. Yep, Joe even gets to have a panelist ribbon dangling from his badge and access to the green room where he can grab free brownies and a drink. It's a good life for Joe. But being Joe Blow Neo Pro is dangerous. Joe Blow Neo Pro is often someone in stasis. See, there was a time when Joe started out with the intention of becoming a full-time big-shot writer, but after a few sales, he reached his goal of SFWA membership, and he's been resting on his laurels ever since. The grind of writing every night, sending out stories time and time again to suffer the rejections, aren't worth the occasional sale. He's got credentials. Or maybe, after the first batch of sales, there was a lull and he gave up. Maybe his stories were sold after rewrite requests or heavy editing, and now the editors have given up on him because his writing hasn't matured because he isn't putting in the effort. There are so many scenarios that will create a Joe Blow Neo Pro who stays in stasis that you can use your imagination and pick one. But you probably, unless you're living on the side of a mountain or an island in the South Pacific, know exactly who I'm talking about by now. Three kinds of Joes? We could name many more aspects and behaviors of being Joe Blow Neo Pro, but I have noticed a few basic models of Joe Blow Neo Pro. The first is Joe Blow Neo Pro, the new guy. a hard-working fellow just starting to sell his work. This person makes many of the typical mistakes, but they are genuine mistakes, a person feeling their way through the jungle of the genre. Some of these Joes begin to slowly work their way out of this adolescent phase. Others might decide that there are other fields to focus their attention in and move on to travel writing or technical writing. The second is Joe Blow Neo Pro in stasis. This individual has hit a rut. They can't sell any more stories and are despairing, much like the centipede, who was asked how it moved with its hundreds of legs. They are also sometimes stuck creatively and haven't written much after the initial sales. Others have gotten so caught up in the life of the newly published, hitting conventions and online areas, that they have little time left of what time they do have to spend writing. And then there is the third type. This Joe Blow Neo Pro is in it for the status. They are compensating for something else missing and are using writing credentials to get something. Sex, power over another or group of individuals, the need to feel special. It can be almost anything. It's tough being Joe. There's a little bit of Joe Blow Neo Pro in most of us. I've made many of the mistakes, but I'm not detailing them at length here in public. Of the typical Joe Blow Neo Pro. I'm still making my way out of the moniker. Are you wondering yet, who is he to be dispensing advice? Isn't he, after all, still a Neo Pro? You might have an excellent point. By all means, I am not the last nor greatest word, but here is a thought. There are plenty of authors out there with more impressive credentials than me who have given out advice that is ignored with the excuse, they're in a different place. That advice works for them, but my case is different. There is some truth to that statement, but to dismiss the chance of learning anything using that excuse is counterproductive. Everyone who gives advice is in a different place. Our job is to filter through and try to find what advice pertains to us. Anyone who is moving towards or already in a place you want to be needs to be studied so that you can find what it is they did to get there that you can use for yourself. The brainstorming for this column began after some positive responses from my article about writing my first novel. As a result, I thought about the kind of advice I wished I'd gotten 3 years ago, right after my first professional short story sale. The ideas and notes I put down began to revolve around a bunch of themes. Persistence was one major theme, but it wasn't just persistence in submitting, but persistence in getting better, becoming more creative, more professional, and persistent in planning for eventualities. No one really relays how hard the space is in between sales for a Neo Pro. I've met many Neo Pros who are struggling with dead spaces and their own expectations. There are no classes that taught them how to approach editors or writers that they wanted to meet. But some persisted at it, and they're getting better and more successful. This column has an assumption behind it. It assumes you're hungry to be a professional writer. Maybe you want to be like one of those same writers that changed your life when you first started picking up books and leaving this world for more interesting ones. That's why I'm here. One of those books struck me, and I never stopped reading, and somewhere along the way, I also started writing. If you are the third type of Joe we discussed, maybe it's time you truly examine your motivations and were honest with yourself. This column probably can't help you get more dates or gain more success in the social ladder of your choosing. If you're not interested in challenging yourself some or re-examining yourself a bit, don't read this and get angry at me. I'm not interested in arguments, but in discovery and learning. If you're truly interested in getting past being Joe Blow Neo Pro, if you're one of the first two Joes I described who hungers for getting to the next level, I think we can both go places. One of the truly amazing things about human beings is that we can grow, reinvent ourselves, and learn. I've been lucky to do a lot of that in the last few years being a Joe Blow Neo Pro, and I'm hoping I can share some of that with you. In addition to this column, we're posting a feedback area in the Rumor Mill. I'm hoping we can use this to delve deeper, clarify things when I'm not so clear, for you to challenge me right back with advice of your own related to this column, post related links, and get into further general discussions about getting over being Joe Blow Neo Pro. Let's challenge ourselves in the months ahead. Let's become better writers.